Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The synthetic production of amino acids might help us better treat some serious diseases. Jin Kwan Yu, professor of chemistry at the Scripps Research Institute, is creating these unnatural amino acids.
There is a problem in the world of drug discovery. We have limited tools to fight diseases like cancer and Parkinson's. Luckily, peptides made from amino acids have emerged as drug candidates. In my lab, we try to invent new ways to create amino acids not found in nature. Typically, amino acids are translated from the DNA code to form the basis for living tissue. Some amino acids work with the immune system to fight disease. Others function as signal-carrying neuron transmitters in the brain. They are highly diverse. Just 21 amino acids are found in human proteins. However, thousands more are theoretically possible. And we expect that many of these unnatural amino acids will be medically useful. In principle, an unnatural amino acid can be made by taking a natural amino acid or a closely related molecule and chemically modifying it. This kind of modification is tricky because chemists have to break very tough carbohydrate bonds. Our new method employs a very special catalyst, which is made from palladium metal and organic chemicals called pyridine and quinoline. In a recent paper, our team showed that chemists could use these catalysts to cut these tough bonds and attach a molecule from a broad class of simple organic compounds known as aryls. We also found that chemists could use these catalysts to attach a molecule known as an olefin. In both cases, we achieved the feat more quickly and simply than had ever been done before. The reactions that were out of reach are now all possible.
That was Jin Kwan Yu of the Scripps Research Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.